The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The way I explain it is that you have two types of emotion. You have fear-based emotions and you have faith-based emotions.
Coming up on Life Today, Dr. Caroline Leaf explains how our thoughts and emotions can be either healthy or destructive to our well-being.
Well, we've got a lot of existing toxic memories in our head. Everything from birth to death is stored in your brain. But that requires a lot of effort, and it requires, it's a renewing of the mind process. That's really what it boils down to.
Detoxing your thought life, next.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We are sharing with you a series, and we don't ever want to offer something that we don't believe has the potential of enhancing in every possible way your life. One thing we found out, and we found it out from you, we found it from the viewers, we know we have a health crisis, and many of you have affirmed that, because the number one prayer request, and I've talked to ministry heads and leaders all over the world, number one, physical problems, physical ailments. So we have a health crisis. But here's what we found out from you, our viewers all over the world. You are interested in better health. I am holding in my hands a series of 8 sessions teaching on health. The title, Your Body is His Temple. And it really is. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a fact. Now, don't touch that channel. Do not leave. What we're doing to our body, what we're doing in our mind is destroying or contributing to the destruction of health or to disease and to discomfort unnecessarily. There are things we have to deal with. I have inherited, according to doctors, from my parents, arthritis in all my joints. For now 30 years, every x-ray that's been taken, they see arthritis in the joints. I'm still moving. My mother couldn't move her hands. For the first time, I've had arthritis begin to hit me here, and I've got a swelling that started here. Now, you say, what are you doing? Well, I'm massaging it, I'm praying, and I keep moving. But I also have learned some things that I can do through supplementation, through other things that the medical community knows about, nutritionists know about. I've also learned about what I think and what I do. And I learned something from a lady who contributes 4 of the 8 sessions to this teaching series. I learned something from her in the book she wrote, Who Switched Off My Brain, and about how we can have toxic thoughts that become like an abscess or a cancer in your brain that you can actually see. Or we can have a fruitful tree that looks like it casts a great shade and it bears much fruit, and you can actually see it in here. And evidently, our viewers knew we've got a real issue here, because I don't know that we have ever in our life had such a flood of interest where people say, we want the book. Well, we've invited Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's in Johannesburg, South Africa. Long trip over here to help all of us people in the United States get straightened out in our health crisis. But you know what we found out? Canada has a health crisis. The UK has a health crisis. All of Europe has a health crisis. Australia has a health crisis. Africa's got a health crisis. Absolutely. And so this is one of the major elements. Now, she's going to talk to you today and to all of us about how we start detoxifying our brain. That's a part of the teaching series. I want you to get this series, Our Body, His Temple, Your Body, His Temple. I want you to get this, and you get the book. You also get a book by Janet McCaro, by Marty Copeland, and a DVD teaching on a paralyzed life spiritually, how you get paralyzed, by Beth Moore. She's going to be a help. Welcome, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Would you? Back to life
Thank
today.
You.
Caroline, good to see you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited about what you shared. I love the viewers. I love people. God put this in my heart. It's a supernatural thing, and it's very, very real. Betty and I have an awesome relationship. Mm. Both of us basically enjoy good health. Obviously, I'm fighting arthritis that crippled my mother, and I'm still moving. I'm going to do everything I can to keep moving. When you were here before, I brought up an allergy. You talked about something bad happened, perhaps, when you were around the tree, pecan pollen,
That's
which
right.
is very rare that you'd have an allergy to it.
Yes.
You said to me you were probably hurt as a child when you were around those trees. And my mind went back, and I remembered one of the most awful incidents happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, as far as I know, from the time you said, I have not had that problem.
Wow,
and we got
that's amazing.
Incredible response from people who said, I learned something, And I've dealt with it, and I'm seeing remarkable changes. So when we talk about the brain, which you do so effectively, you talk about toxic thoughts that are like poison or abscesses. Now, am I misstating that when I say that they have that damaging effect when they lodge in the brain?
That's totally 100% correct. When they lodge in the brain, they have such a toxic effect. Your thought life in your brain is actually translated by the internal part of your brain into a physical state in your body. So your thought life is like, if you talk about attitude is a state of mind that will influence behavior. And attitude is a combination of thoughts that we have stored in the memory trees of our mind. And if you have a look at this image over here, this is an image of what it looks like inside the brain. There's the trees that you were speaking about.
That's
an actual slide of the brain, and there is a very toxic memory. Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's a very, very dark black one. Now, that could also be good. If it was good, it would be a healthy one. If it was toxic, it would have all the wrong chemicals and thorns and everything, and that would cause a whole toxic reaction in the body. Now, you can control that. It takes 4 days to start altering that thought pattern. So you can spend 60 years, 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, and that can be altered within 4 days just by changing your thought life.
Now, does it actually change the way it looks, or does it like grow branches? You know, what I have learned, like if you have heart damage or some damage, if you do the right things, you begin to grow. It's almost like new little vessels and things that
around
begin
it.
To make that area healthy. You actually are putting more blood in. Is it similar to that in the
very,
brain?
Very, very similar. So in other words, you'll always remember the painful, like that incident that created the pecan nut allergy in you. You always remember that, but you've dealt with that now. So yes, the old memory stays there, but it changes structure. As you release that painful, toxic thought and that painful memory, those thorns grow off and you grow a new memory over the old memory. So you remember the old, but the new is working over that, and it changes the whole, and that makes your whole brain healthy, the new healthy memory that grows over the old memory. But that requires a lot of effort, and it's the renewing of the mind process. Mm-hmm. That's really what it boils down to. And really, of the 13 steps to detoxing, and one of the major steps that is the primary step.
And by the way, the 13, the entire 13, and time would not permit. That's why these ladies came in here and spent days teaching 8 sessions, and to cover all 13, that is the reason that getting the DVDs or the CDs along with the book and the other books helps us get through the whole program, but she deals with it. But of the 13, you're going to touch on some of them.
On a few of them, because according to the medical community, which I find very interesting because it supports exactly what the word has been saying, the most important way of starting to detox...
When you say what the word has been saying, by the way, if you don't watch regularly, when she says what the word has been saying, she's talking about the Bible. And she believes the Bible, as we do, is God's word. And we believe men twist it up, mess it up, and their brain gets switched off, or they make an idol out of their opinion, and pretty soon you've got lopsided theology.
Absolutely.
And the Bible itself says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.
Absolutely.
So you can take the Bible and not only beat people up with them, you can beat the very life out of them with it. So when she talks about the word, she's talking about the truth of God, right about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The word of God says you must bring all thoughts into captivity to Christ Jesus. The word says that you must think on these things that are good, pure, you know, of good report. God doesn't do that for no reason. He does that because when you actually think about those things, and the medical community and the scientific community have proven that, the neuroscientists, the neuroresearchers, that if you think of good, healthy, positive, good thoughts, you release chemicals in your brain that actually go down to those negative, toxic memories and start literally helping to dissolve those thorns and help to actually change the structure of that memory so you can grow the new memory over the old memory. So by thinking, the way I explain it is that you have two types of emotion. You have fear-based emotions and you have faith-based emotions. Or it's only two types of emotion. Out of the fear-based emotion come all those negative things, and out of the faith-based come all the negative, all the positive things. Now, you're either in one or the other, faith or fear, and they're spiritual forces, and they cannot coexist on the same memory. So you either have a toxic memory or you have a detoxed memory, and you can constantly change through bringing all your thoughts into captivity. You can change that detox memory, and you can change it within 4 days. So if the main thing that I teach people in my detox steps is to actually control your thought life. What are you thinking about? People are very passive in their thought life. They just let this chaotic mass of thoughts whirl through their head like a hurricane, and it just... Do we really discipline our thought life?
By the way, doesn't the media feed that toxicity?
Absolutely.
And what we're exposed
Absolutely.
To?
They really are. They are definitely, because it's they use the five senses, which is the contact between the external world and the internal world of your thought life. And they pump that information through into the brain, through all the media, through all the different things. And we've got to make decisions. You know, and the most amazing thing is that this information that they pump through the five senses, comes into your brain. But there's a point in your brain where the free will, I mentioned it in the last room we got together just recently, that there's a point in your brain called the free will. And it's a genetic structure, there's genetic code, and you can use that free will to accept or reject that incoming information. So if you are controlling your thought life, you don't have to just receive all this input that's coming in from the outside world, from the media, from external, and also from your internal world. We've got a lot of existing toxic memories in our head. Everything from birth to death is stored in your brain. So you're going to have information coming from the outside, information from the inside, and it all meets at this point of the free will in the brain. And you can make a decision at that point to accept or reject that information. And if you decide this is not good for me, and you actually analyze that thought and say this is not good for me, this is not healthy, you can reject that thought and it goes out and becomes heat energy. It actually becomes hot air, and it doesn't become part of you. But if you choose to think about it, if you choose to meditate on that, if you choose to ask, answer, discuss, analyze to get meaning, you push it into these memory trees of the mind, into the memory circuits. And once they're there for good. Once they've moved into what we call, the neuroscientists call it, the magic trees of the mind, once they're there for good. You can't get rid of them. And then you've got to rebuild. That's the renewing of the mind. Much more difficult to rebuild than it is to reject. So you've got two points where you can actually...
But you can rebuild.
You can rebuild. That's the beauty of it. It's just harder. So when we talk about bringing thoughts into captivity, we need to consciously, in an involved, interactive way, look at literally analyze what are you thinking about? Is it good for you? Isn't it good for you? And control that thought life and make a decision to accept or reject that information. If thoughts slip through into the brain, you need to make a decision about if they become toxic, you need to then start the rebuilding process, which is then consciously, interactively meditating on that thought, which will come out through your spoken words, because what's in your head is going to come out through your mouth. You know, what you speak has first got a root in your mind. So somewhere in your mind, at your state of mind, in those neural trees, you're going to have these thoughts, and then they come out through our mouth and through our behavior. So you, by looking at what you say, which is one of the second step, is the second step in detoxing, but you can actually see what's going on in your thought life. So although it's two different steps, they're working very closely together, because what you're saying and what you're doing is reflecting the neural patterns in your brain. So we need to become more, I find people in general very passive, very willing to just submit to all this, everything out there, thinking that there's no control. I have a passion to teach people that you actually have control. You don't have to submit to all this.
And that is the key, is realizing you have that authority.
That's right,
to
that
make
authority.
The choice on which thought, you know, take those thoughts captive. And that's you've right. already, if you've accepted those negative thoughts, you chose that.
Exactly, you've chosen that. You know, I was on a radio station the other day, and someone phoned in and said they'd been through extreme trauma, and how could they get through? And so many people in the emails, we get this all the time. Now, trauma, any kind of trauma, as you've experienced, is very hard to get through. And I find people in that victim mentality, you made a decision to get out of it. Mm-hmm. People, you can make that decision to stay in it or get out of it, but you need that supernatural help to submit your free will, to say, I can't do it on my own, I need the help. As soon as you've taken that step, and that's where, you know, the love of the people your family and your friends, that love can help to start breaking that negative cycle. So one of the healthiest ways of healing a traumatic toxic stronghold is consciously watching what you say, watching your thought, but relying on the love of others. Because love from mm-hmm. others, which is one of the detox steps as well, when you actually experience love from others, I mean, they've done experiments in the laboratory where you hug and love, it releases chemicals in your brain that actually go and help to start breaking down those traumatic memories. You know, so that's the third one that one can work on.
You know what I was thinking when you were talking about taking thoughts captive and about how people have a mental hang-up or a stronghold? We're talking about taking thoughts captive, but the fact is there are many people watching us whose thoughts have taken them captive.
That's right. Yeah.
They are actually held captive. Many people are held captive by lust. Mm-hmm. Many people are held captive by resentment and hate. And a person, let's say, held captive by lust may feed that lust by feeding on that which is sensual or stimulating.
Absolutely.
Along that line, which makes the stronghold. Let's say something that becomes to them a source of entertainment and maybe temporary relief. But also the person that's got bitterness and anger, they tend to look for people who will support them in that anger. They build up this little army.
Right.
And what do you say to somebody? Because I guess I'm finding myself thinking, if you are held captive by your thoughts, you've got these toxic thoughts, and it's like that abscess or that cancer in the brain. Doesn't a person have to decide, I am a prisoner, I'm being held captive?
Yes.
And if Jesus came to set captives free, doesn't the captive, he even has said, do you want to be well? Do you want to be free, basically? Will you be? Want to be healed?
That's great.
And it's like, doesn't a person have to say, even if they're watching now, and they say, okay, you've got a book, you've got teaching, others have to help me. Don't they have to say, I realize I have an issue, or the issue has me, and I need help?
That's key. That's key to facing the actual issue. You cannot move forward unless you've stepped out of the boat. Unless you face that issue, it's the first key step, because otherwise you're going to always remain under as a victim mentality, and your brain doesn't change structure. It will not change. It will not regrow. It will keep those thorns. And what will happen is, if they don't make that decision, that black thing will get bigger and bigger and bigger. Anger
and consumes them.
It physically, it grows like weeds grow over a garden and
like tentacles. Tentacles.
That's right, with the thorns and always think of the
chokes out everything.
Chokes out everything. It chokes and it grows and it feeds. And the more you feed that addiction, the more you feed that lust, the more you feed that pain, that trauma, the bigger it gets, the more pervasive, and then eventually it becomes this huge black thing that then filters all your perceptions, and then you're negative, and then you speak negative, and then that negative word comes out of your mouth and you attract negative back to you, you know, and then you mix with negative people and it gets worse and worse. So you break the point where you actually say enough is enough, and no one can do that for you. That's the first step to healing.
I know that, you know, I can relate to it in the fact, talking about negative thoughts that take you captive. I had fear. It had completely controlled my life for years, and I began to have physical, signs of it. I kept headaches all the time. And I felt like I had a mind block. I had no energy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't concentrate. I felt like I was too dumb to understand the Word of God, you know? And it was just like I had a block there. I was definitely a prisoner. Mm-hmm. Until, like you said, I made that choice that I'd had enough. I wanted to be free of that, and that I knew that God's Word was for me, too, and I could understand.
And there was a reprogramming that Betty went through that was just awesome. The confidence that she's got, and of course, I've tried to encourage her. I know that she says that's helpful to her, but she had to really recognize, I'm tired of being, somebody that's been being sat on by some other force or power. There's an Old Testament passage where the tormentor said, lay down, and you've become a smooth road for them to travel on. That's that passive spirit where people don't resist. Dr. Lee, if there's no field, nothing will grow weeds and briars like a farm that's been abandoned.
Absolutely.
It'll really grow. And so if our mind is abandoned to something other than its purpose, to think whatsoever things is true and pure and wholesome, and we abandon it, it'll grow a bunch of junk. And by the way, there's not a one of us that hasn't been affected by things that have happened to us and lodged like a thorn. And if it isn't a thorn, once it gets a deposit, it becomes like pestilence, like briars, like a thorn. And Dr. Leaf has shown us that even actually you can see pictures of the brain. It's what she talks about. There's not a one of us that hasn't had these occasions of hurt or where something has been deposited that has been damaging and it's stuck. And we need that release. And I've had a lifetime of pain inflicted, pain offered, and problems and challenges. And I'm going to tell you, God is the only one that can give us the strength to do the reprogramming she's talking about. What she does is she shows you what's happening in your brain. She shows you in the teaching series, and she's got 4 sessions on Your Body, His Temple, along with Beth Moore, who's also teaching on how to keep from being paralyzed emotionally, stuck and spiritually, and Marty Copeland talking about how we really don't even have the ability to diet properly or to exercise and keep moving properly without help from above. She couldn't do it, and she's a strong-willed person. So we need the help. Dr. Janet McCarrow, who was a wreck physically and found out what nutrition can do and good supplementation and building on the right foundation, all of them coming together. But until a person is willing to say, like Dr. Lee was talking about, I need help. I need to reprogram. Until we're willing to say it, we're not going to start the process. No. But once we say we want to, I think we can use some instruction and some inspiration going through it. And that's what I see you trying to offer.
Yes.
Do you feel like you've got something here?
I believe
that
so.
If people will absorb, and is this the kind of thing that people can take? Because it's so well videoed. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, the shots are great. It's easy to listen to. Do you think it's the kind of thing not only individuals can absorb, but they can actually share in a setting where others will get it?
I think people will benefit in Bible studies, in churches. I think it's going to change people's lives because it's practical. Practical steps on how to think, how to detox, how to feed your body, how to diet. It's very practical. It's a very anointed series, I believe. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
You can see, and there's just actually a presentation of all of the material. And you can see what is there, what's being offered. We want you to get the 8 sessions, also the DVD with Beth Moore's teaching. And then the books on Fabulous at 50, getting Who Switched Off My Brain, and then Marty's top 10 for how in the world you have the right diet and the right fitness and really the supernatural enabling you to do it. Please know the telephone number there is always there if you need someone to pray with you. I've said it many times. It's paid for by love. Betty and I can't pay an 800 number where 1 million people just about every year call in saying, I need help just here in the States. And so we can't do that. You say, who does that? Love. People like you say, you know, I want to help people that need help. Well, the number's also there today for you to call and say, send me the series, your body, my body, his temple. This is God's house. And what do we need to do? We've got a health crisis all over the world, certainly a big one here, that no federal government is going to be able to deal with adequately. But we could begin to make some changes in the way we live and what we do, and God knows we all need to, but we need help. Dr. Leaf is going to help us understand how the brain works, how we can begin the reprogramming process. You know, we live in a computer age, and we need to reprogram what's going into this greatest computer of all. We need some new software, may need new hardware, get everything going right. And this is what we want to help you do. If you'd like to have the DVDs, 8 sessions again, all of the books, Beth Moore's teaching, we're asking you to simply send a $99 gift that helps us in all the outreaches, helps us right here in the television outreach, helps us in the mission projects around the world. If you'd like to have it on CD, we're asking for $59. But we'd also like to ask you, as we have year-end emphasis and beginning a new year, we'd like to ask you to help us care for 15,000 children that we've identified in tremendous need associated with the building of 300 homes in that second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. We have found children that we want to take care of for the entire year. As an example, $50 will feed 25 children for an entire month. So would you make a gift here to help? And you ask for the tapes, you ask for the DVDs and the material, your body, his temple, ask for that because we want to make the necessary changes. But would you consider making a special gift to help us share an opportunity to have health with those precious children? I know you like to do that for others, and we want to also help you. That's why we're offering the material. Go to the telephone right now, or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and simply request your body, his temple. And thanks so much for your help.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books, Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarroll's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books. Or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final View New Creation bronze sculptures. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Can you believe this family, all they're eating is tortillas? They can't even afford rice and beets. It's amazing.
There's nothing else in here. There's no more food in this area, nothing.
Well, she was telling us just now that he was asking this morning if he was able to tell us to give them something so that he can go buy a pound of rice.
Oh. And here, out of the mouths of this babe, he's just saying, hey, can you give me something so that I could go buy rice for my family? They're in survival mode. It's desperate. And all of you that are watching, will you be the hands that give to a family like this? We're counting on you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
It has been a joy to have Dr. Caroline Leaf here. She came a long way from South Africa. It's amazing that here we're over helping kids with their health, feeding them in Africa. She comes all the way over here from Africa to help us with our health, our well-being. Who switched off my brain and then teaching in the series Your Body, His Temple. This is just great material. And I want to say, would you like to say thanks to Dr. Caroline Leaf? Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank
Come
you.
Back anytime, all
thank
right?
You.
You're
you.
A blessing, and I'm learning how to hear faster. You are a tremendous blessing.
Thank
thanks so much for watching Life Today. Encourage your friends to watch, and thanks so much for your help.
Join us next week as Dr. Caroline Leaf, Dr. Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to show us God's plan for physical health and emotional wholeness. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.